Ottawa public transit users might finally be able to get back on the rails in 2 weeks. Rideau Transit Group, RTG, is proposing a return to partial service, up to 7 trains plus 1 spare, of the O-Train Confederation line on Monday, November 1, 2021. City manager Steve Canellecos outlines in a memo to the mayor and members of City Council, on Monday, October 18, that RTG's proposed relaunch is conditional on the completion of its own intensive inspection program on the vehicle fleet. RTG has also committed to providing the City of Ottawa with a date to return to full service by the end of the week, but the city manager reiterates that O-Train services will only resume once the city deems RTG can relaunch light rail safely and reliably. Based on the steps necessary to verify the safety of the system, the city anticipates that partial service will resume within the first 2 weeks of November, writes Canellecos. The third-party safety inspection firm hired by the city, Transportation Research Associates, TRA, has been engaged and on the ground here in Ottawa since Friday, October 1, and has undertaken their preliminary assessment of the situation, according to Canellecos. Now that RTG has provided a proposed return to service date and associated work plan, TRA is developing its own detailed work plan. TRA is expected to provide an overview of the work plan and will be available to address questions at the city's Transit Commission meeting on Wednesday, October 20. TRA will review RTG's relaunch plan and make recommendations to the city on the proposed LRT relaunch, but RTG is responsible for implementing the return to service plan. TRA will also monitor the execution of the plan. Once TRA recommends to the city that RTG is ready to resume service, the city will take the steps necessary to verify RTG's ability to safely and reliably relaunch LRT. This will include 1 to 2 days of testing. Canellaco says the final date for return to service will only be determined once the city is satisfied that it is safe to do so. I have also been consulting with Sam Berada, the city's rail monitor and compliance officer, RMCO, on the safety of the system and on the soundness of the city's overall approach to ensuring a safe return to service, explained TRHE city manager. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada, TSB, has been actively engaged since the derailment on September 19. Their investigation is ongoing and is independent of the city's review and investigation into this matter.